Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. My mom and dad, my parents, ran a business in LaGrange, North Carolina for 54 years. One of the businesses that they owned was a Western Auto Store. And some of you may remember Western Auto Stores, but they're now part of American history. But it was a store that carried everything from bicycles to auto parts to appliances to electronics and all different kinds of things. And one of the things we carried was a gym set, a swing set, if you will. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to put together a swing set for your children or grandchildren. If so, did you try to complete the installation without reading the instructions?
My, my.
There's some things in life that I never want to do again. And one of them is putting together a swing set. There are 50 million pieces. Well, that's not really true, honey. It just seems like 50 million pieces.
That's right.
Of course, everybody who's ever performed the task knows there's only a million pieces. I'm just kidding. But I remember the first one I ever put together. I tried doing so without reading the instruction manual. Big mistake. After putting it together and then having to take it apart again, I decided to read the instruction manual. I became convinced the swing set instruction manual was written probably by a demon of confusion. And the swing sets themselves were created
to test the ability of parents
not to cuss
their religion. I'll put it that way.
All right. Perhaps you've never had the swing set instruction installation
experience.
Put into this experience. But no doubt you've had a similar experience putting together toys for your kids on Christmas Eve. Toys that have more moving parts than it seems there are days in the coming year. I've discovered that instruction manuals, while I may not understand them at first, while I might complain because they just don't make common sense, while I'm frustrated over my inability to figure them out, are valuable if I persevere. I soon realized the instruction manual contains the answers that I need. I find them helpful and, truthfully, much easier to understand than I first thought. There are some folks who are not getting real answers to the real problems they're facing in life, honey, because they're trying to put their lives together without the benefit of their instruction manual.
That's right. Some folks have decided the instruction manual for successful living is too difficult to read or understand, and so they ignore it, or maybe only casually glance at it in the midst of adversity.
Our manufacturer created an instruction manual for each of us to survive and thrive in any and every situation, circumstance, and problem we face. However, here's a revelation. If we don't read and study the instruction manual, then we will continue to have problems all the days of our natural born life.
That's right. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial.
That's right.
And the word profitable in the Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable, advantage. If we want to have advantages in our life, then we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in the book.
It's in the book somewhere.
That's right.
The Bible, Our instruction manual is an incredible tool for handling every single area of our lives. And most definitely, that includes money. If we persevere in the Word, we can come up with the answers we need. And those efforts far outweigh having to put our lives back together after we've messed up through some foolish financial
or other decisions.
That's true.
There are some who try to compartmentalize money into either a secular rather than a spiritual category.
Mm-hmm.
But you simply can't do that.
Every aspect of life.
That's right. There are five times as many scriptures that deal with money and possessions as there are talk about or scriptural references to heaven or hell.
Think of that.
Prayer,
mm-hmm,
and healing.
That's right.
Combined.
Amen.
Combined. Would it surprise you to know there are almost as, well,
There are just so many more scriptures on money than even faith, hope, and love. It's absolutely a fact.
It's a fact. God wants us to understand and activate every principle found in the manual so that we can be successful financially and otherwise.
And every other way. The Amplified, Classic Amplified Bible translation of 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says it this way. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
We should read the instruction manual because God wants us complete, proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Praise God.
God wants us to understand money so we can be about kingdom business, not hindered with the burden of debt and a life of financial insufficiency and lack.
Mm.
In fact, I need to say that again. Our financial lives should not be treated separately or differently than our spiritual life, as there's no distinction. Oh, wow. The bottom line is this. How we treat money is also how we treat God.
Think of that.
God's instruction manual, his holy word, is designed to equip us for every situation, problem, circumstance we face, even as he sends opportunities our way daily opportunity.
Mm-mm.
The word says that every scripture is profitable for our instruction. If we're not looking for revelation in the scriptures daily, we're missing profitable instruction.
And something else, honey, when we read the word on a daily basis and we have a devotion, it seems that God is equipping us even so that when something comes up, you go, oh, I read, or the Holy Spirit brings it back to your remembrance when you need it, instead of having to search the Bible for answers at a time when you're in a crisis. It's a daily, progressional, faith, being faithful in the Word so yes. that you have the information you need when the situation arises.
And the truth of the matter is, if we're not looking for revelation in the scriptures every day, then we're missing profitable instruction.
That's right.
See, if we know something is profitable to us, it would seem that without question, we do everything necessary.
That's right.
To equip ourselves with the knowledge available to us in the instruction manual. If we want to prosper, walk in divine health, run a successful business, pray for our family and friends, be delivered from addictive behavior.
Or perhaps avoid addictive behavior.
That's true. Get a sevenfold return on everything the enemy's taken from us. Manifest a 30, 60, 100-fold return on every seed you sow. We need to read the instruction manual.
Because it tells us how to do it.
It does. We're going to give you four reasons why you should read your instruction manual. First, The manual will bring stability into your life, regardless of what type of personal turbulence you may be experiencing at any given moment.
Ephesians 4, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "So then we may no longer be children tossed like ships to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery in inventing errors to mislead."
Wow. Second, we need to read the instruction manual because God said to.
That's right. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine."
In the Word of God, our instruction manual tells us to do something. If it tells us, when it tells us to do something, we should just do it.
Just do it. According to 1 Timothy 4:15 in the Message Bible, we're not just to read the instruction manual. We're to saturate ourselves in the Word of God. Cultivate these things, it says. Immerse yourselves in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes.
Third, we need to read the instruction manual because truth builds upon truth.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But as for you, continue to hold to the things that you have learned and of which you are convinced, knowing from whom you learned them, and how from your childhood you have a knowledge of and been acquainted with sacred writings, which are able to instruct you and give you the understanding for salvation, which comes through faith in Christ Jesus, through the leaning of the entire human personality on God in Christ Jesus, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness."
Finally, number four, we need to read the instruction manual to understand the gifts that our Heavenly Father wants to give us.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant."
God does not want us ignorant about every blessing, benefit, and gift that he has waiting for us.
Hallelujah.
Other translations say that he does not want us misinformed or for us to misunderstand what he's proving and providing for us. The only way we can know what God has got in store for us is to read that instruction manual. Now to us, that just makes good common sense.
Amen.
And the thing about it is, we don't just read it when there's trouble.
That's right.
We need to read it all the time.
Amen.
Because if we read it all the time,
we'll be ready.
Well, not only that, might help you avoid trouble.
Oh, yes.
Might help you avoid
That's
trouble.
That's a good thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if you live close to Orlando or Winter Park, Florida, I want you to drive, ride, do whatever necessary to get to Embassy Church tonight, 5 p.m. I'll be preaching for an amazing man of God,
Amen.
Robert Slardon. Service begins at 5 p.m. Come. If you're not close, well, then join Sunday Night Live.
That's right.
Because you got a real treat.
That's right.
You got a 90-year-old mama.
That's
who's
right.
Going to be teaching the word tonight.
Amen.
And I've always said, people say, well, what should I say to your mama just to have her teach me something? I said, just say Jesus and listen.
That's it. And this will be at the Winter Park Community Center where we're going to be.
That's where we're going to be. That's right. That's Winter Park Community Center, yeah. 5 p.m. or Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m.
That's correct.
All right. Till tomorrow morning or tonight.
That's right.
But also tomorrow morning, every morning at 8:30 a.m. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.